Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. And in this second half of the show, I will be talking with Rachel Garber. Rachel is both the editor and the president of the board of directors for the local magazine, The Township Sun. Today, she will talk about their subscription blitz and their survey they're doing right now. But first, we will hear the song called Springtime in the Mountains, and it's by Otis Kerp. We will hear the interview with Rachel right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships.
It's filling up the dale, and they have to let some of it go. It's great, I understand. To be overwhelmed, it goes both for me and the dale. Oh, it's springtime in the mountains, and oops, there goes another year. Picking up the pace. When I was young, it moved too slow, and now it's an endless race. And it's hard to tell, but I feel the strain upon the dale. Oh, it's springtime in the mountains, and oops, there goes another year. I'm no headlines for the news. And every spring that comes, oh, I'm freezing under a thousand burning suns. Oh, it's springtime in the mountains, and oops, there goes another year.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really happy to welcome Rachel Garber to the Townships at 12. Now, Rachel, I believe you're the editor as well as the president for the board of directors for the Township Sun?
That's it.
Okay. So could you tell us a bit about the Township Sun for those people that are still unaware of this great magazine in our area here?
Well, the Township Sun has been around for 50 years now, and it is a magazine, a small magazine, that serves the English-speaking community of the Eastern Township. It's gotten smaller over the years, just as our community has gotten smaller over the years. But we are now growing it again, and it is a really interesting and fun enterprise with lots of volunteers supporting it. It is a volunteer paper. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but we're enjoying it.
Oh, that's great. You do a great job, you people. Now, I've been seeing a lot of ads about the Township Sun. In fact, CJMQ is running one right now about your subscription drive. Could you tell us what that's all about?
Well, the story behind it is that over the past 50 years, the Township Sun has really depended on its readership for its existence and to keep growing in the future. Things have changed over time. Now we have both print and online subscriptions. So we discovered we had two different lists. So a year ago, we reviewed our subscription lists and we saw that we needed to have them updated and to fix our renewal system. At the same time, when we were in the middle of our 50th anniversary activities, we heard feedback from a few people saying, you know, well, we didn't know that the Township Sun was still publishing. So we realized we really needed to do something about our visibility. So we started by applying for funding from the Ministère de la Culture et des Communications of the Government of Quebec for a project to update our subscription process and to launch a subscription drive. And we also consulted with a group of business students from Bishop's University, their experiential learning program, which was very helpful in exploring different options. So that's really what it's all about, to support the future of the Township Sun.
For those who may not be familiar with the Township Sun, what kinds of stories and topics do you cover?
Well, a variety, because it's a community magazine. So we really try to have some journalistic stories. We also have personal experience stories, bit of fiction, bit of poetry, book review. There are a few games like the Township's History Quiz from the ETRC. We have a crossword puzzle that is created by Rena Campius specifically for the Township Sun. And a new feature that we just started in the April issue is a word search by Noemi Bloom.
Okay, that's quite a bit of different things. Now, how can people subscribe?
Well, how you subscribe is very simple. You go to townshipfund.ca, and there is a subscribe page. You click on the subscribe link, and you just fill out the form and send it in. If you prefer to subscribe by mail, you can easily do that by sending it to Box 28, Lennoxville Post Office, Sherbrooke, J1M1Z3. So a print and electronic subscription combined, it's $35 for print. If you want electronic only, where you go to the website and see a PDF, that is $20 a year. So it's really quite reasonable for what you get. Right now, we publish 9 issues a year, but we hope that will go up too.
Mm-hmm. Any special offers or incentives for new or renewing subscribers?
Well, the great content, and I have to tell you what Angela Look wrote in the March issue. She said, you know, why this is so important is because our readers are really the lifeblood of the magazine. If we have just 40 new subscribers, we could include 2 more color pages in each of our 9 issues and, do better justice to our great photos and art that are in the magazine. If we had another 45 new subscribers, we could add 4 more pages in each issue. An extra 120 subscribers would let us add 1 more full issue per year for the same subscription price. That would mean 10 full issues of the Township Sun that are delivered to your door every year, more articles, more value, more community, and really we're talking about connecting community. That's the most important thing. We also look forward to having more resources for more investigative reporting, because that also costs money. So collectively, the rewards are great. We don't have any specific individual incentives, but for the community, that is our incentive, really.
Mm-hmm. So definitely community support definitely plays a large role in the townships on thriving. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to just say, you know, we love to hear from our readers. A lot of what we hear is positive. We also get some constructive suggestions and feedback. But we want to hear more. So what we're going to be doing mid-April is a survey about the contents and the layout of the magazine. We have a list of questions about various aspects, various kinds of articles and things that we have in the Township Sun, and asking for people's ideas and feedback. And we hope that we'll respond more to what people really want to see in the magazine. We have good feedback on that score right now, but we're always looking to do better.
Mm-hmm. So the survey is also going to be in the April edition too?
We're going to actually send it out by email to many of our readers. We'll also post it on our Facebook page, Township Sun Facebook page, and on our blog space. Actually, I should mention the blog space, because this is something that's fairly new. You know, the magazine, if it only comes out 9 or 10 times a year, it's not as often as a daily paper, for example. But what we've started doing on our website is putting more timely articles up on the website, and just on the front page, there's a blog space there. So, for example, we had a couple of an article and video about the situation at the Haskell Opera House recently. We had a poem by Tanya Bellamer Alat called Lips That Speak of Peace, and it's really topical, as if it's written to President Trump of the United States. And we just today, we have a blog. It's a little video of celebrating April 1st by Zanya Keen and Robert Donachie. It's sort of a tongue-in-cheek report about maple syrup industry. So it's a variety of things that you can that's updated several times a week. So I do hope people check that out.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Townshipsun.ca.
Okay, good. So you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram too, I guess, and you have the blog. Okay.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
People can get an electronic version if they don't like, you know, the paper version. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. You know, some people like both. I had one student tell me I'd like a paper subscription, because print subscription, because then I can use it to make collages afterwards. So everybody has their likes. And frankly, personally, I love paging through a magazine. I find the screen on the computer is a little bit small sometimes. You can't see the whole article at a glance if you'd like to, or the photo and so on. But I want to tell a little bit about the April issue too, which is just out. It's on Townships Farms, and the subtitle could be Elbows Up Farmers. So we've got a couple of articles about the Townships Farms and the threatened tariffs from the U.S. and the reality of dairy farming by Ann Louise Carson. So it's the subtitle there is What Made Trump Swear at Trudeau? What is it about dairy farming that upsets Trump so much? And other articles too about different aspects of Township Farms. I find it's it's varied and really interesting. I hope people check it out.
Mm-hmm. Lee, I think every issue has a different theme. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And coming up, the next issue is going to be about chemicals in the townships. And this might sound a little off the wall, but one aspect of chemistry people don't think about is brewing. And we've got a lot of artisanal brewing going on in the townships, and we're going to touch on that too.
Okay, that is true, and that's interesting too. Somebody is interested in subscribing or filling out the survey, just go to the Township Sun, I guess.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And you know, the survey will be right there in mid-April. But right now, if you go there anytime, you can just click on subscribe and it'll take you right to the subscription page.
Okay, that is good. Are you looking for more volunteers or anything like that?
Sure, we are. We always are. If anyone is interested in volunteering, I hope they will contact me at editor@townshipsun.ca. Or if anyone would like to contribute something to the Township Sun, could be photography, story, article, whatever, just go to townshipsun.ca to the submit page, and there you'll learn all about how to do that.
How is the subscription blitz coming? Are you getting more subscriptions?
Yes, we are. Yes, okay. We are. So we've gained about 130 more subscribers since January 1st. So now we stand at about 630. Our ultimate goal is 1,000. So we have a ways to go, but the momentum has been building up. So we're very hopeful.
Good. That's good to hear. Good. Any final thoughts on why media like the Township Sun is essential to the Eastern Townships community, Rachel?
The feedback that we get tells us that it helps people feel connected. And, you know, our content deals with issues that they're living every day in the Eastern Townships. That media from, national media might not notice, but is very important to our daily life. Also, you know, the Township Sun being a magazine, we're not reporting on issues that happen on a daily basis. So there's a little more time to reflect on them and sometimes give the backstory about things that are happening around us and how it affects us in the long run. So that's what I really like about magazines, is there's a little more time to reflect on things. And that's our goal. That's what we do.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Rachel Garber, for the Township Sun. She's the editor and president of the board of directors for the magazine, the Township Sun. Thanks very much, and all the best on the Blitz for the subscriptions, Rachel.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Got lots of space around me. I drive a dually truck to town. Riding, roping, most days work until the sun goes down, cause I'm a country man. A long old dirt road takes me back. I feed the horses, milk the cow, kick off my boots and hang my hat. I'm up early with the sun, best part of the day is mine. There's no end of work to be done. There ain't no quitting time when you're a country man. Long old dirt road takes me back. Feed the horses, milk the cow, kick off my boots and hang my hat. Too. But I work Monday right through Sunday, cause that's just what I do, cause I'm a country man. A long old dirt road takes me back. Feed the horses, milk the cow, kick off my boots and hang my hat. I'll kick off my boots and hang my hat.
And that was a song from Mark Parsons, and the song is called Countryman. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And today we're going to talk about the benefits of buying local, not just for the economy, but it's for your health and well-being also. When you purchase local food, you're getting fresher, more nutrient-rich products. Fruits and vegetables that travel long distances lose some of their vitamins and minerals along the way. By buying from nearby farms, you get produce at its peak ripeness, packed with the nutrients your body needs. Local food is also lower in preservatives and additives. Many store-bought items are processed for longer shelf life, but locally sourced foods are often fresher and less modified, making them a healthier choice. Another major benefit, supporting local farmers means a stronger, more resilient community. Investing in local agriculture helps ensure a steady food supply and reduces reliance on large-scale industrial farming. And let's not forget the environmental impact. Buying local reduces the need for long-haul transportation, cutting down on fuel consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. A healthier planet means a healthier population. Beyond food, shopping local for other goods, like handmade products or services, fosters a sense of connection and well-being. Knowing where your food and products come from can create a deeper appreciation for what you consume. So next time you're at the store or the market, consider buying local. Your body, your community, and the environment will thank you. And that's our health news here today on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest on the show today in the first half hour, Lindsay Sylvester Kirby and Olivia Louise Grenier, as well as the two students in the upcoming play at Alexander Galt. It's called It Happens on Route 66. A lot of work has gone into the play, so come on out and support the drama group on April 10th, 11th, and 12th at 7:30. Lots of choices to see the play at the Alexander Galt Auditorium. And in the second part of today's show, Rachel Garber, the editor and the chair on the board of directors for the Township Sun magazine. Go to their website and sign up for your copy. It's available as a hard copy or a digital one, and support this local magazine. Thanks everybody for listening, and if anyone has an idea for an interview, please contact me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. We will close today's show with Van Morrison, Down to Joy.
Down something quite profound. when I was coming down. It was something quite profound that I cried out loud. I had a brand new story when I was coming down to joy. Man, I felt the glory when I was coming down. It was just a